This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for breakthroughs in understanding. Thank you for accessing the Spirit. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, our Father. Thank you, Lord, for you are the one that commanded light to shine out of darkness. You have shone upon our heart to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are grateful to you, Father. We are thankful for mercy that is coming to us, and grace that is coming to us. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Son of God. Adoration to your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, Son of God. Oh, blessed be your name. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Blessed be you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. I command you, head of the church, I receive grace. I command you, the angel you have sent to minister with us this day, I receive ministration from him. Jesus, you will sit down and teach us your ways. Teach us your truth. Lead us and guide us into that which you have provided for us. We honor you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son of God. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you for your angel. You will strengthen us and bring forth great ministry. We come from your presence in the name of Jesus. Honor and praise to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank God that God has helped us in the past 3 weeks. At least, we have been looking at the full blessing of the gospel and the two aspects. Or the, before you can say you have received the fullness of the blessing of the gospel, which are to do with the wisdom and the power in of the gospel. And I said that thing, and we have examined through scripture that from the introduction into the gospel, which is from Christ, and to the season of God, you have to, that's how the gospel is divided. We check through Acts of Apostle, that you cannot move into the season of power, even dispensation of the Holy Ghost, which is to grow a babe into a child. That's the first allocation of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is supposed to grow. We are all babe in Christ, and to grow us to be a child. And from being a child, Holy Ghost will grow us to become a new man in Christ. So we say we are committed, and they said the new things have two aspects to new things. New things that are word that fully clamors as grace in the heart, which we need to, dwell in us. We have studied from Book of Colossians 3:16, until when from word of Christ dwelling in us, the word become grace in our heart. And it's the grace of God. A big amen. And then we move into the season of power, which had to do with the receiving of the law. And the law in us, which I said that without the law, they can't find expression to our growth. Our growth that is growing in us. I use that the season of receiving the law is it's a time that you start giving expression to what they are built. A big amen?
Amen.
And ultimately, the law, if it's a law, every law has its covenant.
Yes.
And law from covenant, you should move into life, which is testimony time. And from testimony time, you should move into person. A big amen.
Amen.
Where you can say that that you have the person, either the person of the Holy Ghost in fullness. Because we all had the Holy Ghost when we gave our life to Christ and they baptized us, but that's not the fullness of Holy Ghost. But when you read from John 6, they say full of Holy Ghost, that they are the person of Holy Ghost, and faith, which is the word, or full of Holy Ghost and wisdom. Or they say they are full of power and full of faith. In some place, they will say full of power and wisdom. A big amen. So sometimes it says full of power and wisdom. A big amen.
Amen.
So he was glaring. Eh? Yes. So they say they are full of what? Wisdom and power and or faith and power. Or faith and Holy Ghost. So now faith has to do with the word. And we know that what thing that the word we do with the word when we are in the arena of the word. The word, and I took time to explain that the word is not just, faith there is not just, I believe God. Faith is a curriculum. Faith is the design, revelation of righteousness.
Yes,
that is faith. Faith is revelation of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So if faith is revelation of righteousness, so we can say wisdom is righteousness.
Yes,
right? When a man see the standard of God remain revealed, which is what faith is, because faith is substance. Revelation of God's standard is revelation of what? Of substances to you, is delivery of substance to you. Because righteousness is a substance. A big amen.
Amen.
So revelation, faith is the revealing of substances to you. A big amen.
Amen.
And these substances are revealed to you. You're supposed to take those, or another for substance is parameters. Righteousness is revelation of parameters. Measuring parameters. When God reveals his parameters, God's standard are parameters. God's measuring, God acceptable, you know, parameters. And those righteousness are righteousness. They call it righteousness of faith. That means they are righteousness of faith. They are substances of faith. So another word for righteousness is substance of faith. A big amen.
Amen.
Those are things that God sees and bring forth pleasure to God. A big amen.
Amen.
Because they said it in the book of in Romans, they said that is the hope of righteousness by faith. And Hebrew 11 called faith. Faith is the things hoped for. And they call it the hope of righteousness by faith. By Romans 4, it's for the promise that it should be the heir of the world. This world is the world to come. Was not Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith, or through the substance of faith. So that's for what Galatians call it, the hope of righteousness, where we wait for the hope of righteousness. And so that hope of righteousness, we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. A big amen.
Amen.
So the hope of righteousness by faith means the substances, the expectation of righteousness. That means that God reveals his righteousness upon the man to a man's soul, so that the man by righteousness, what? Can engage grace, which those substances of faith are also substances of wisdom, because wisdom has durable riches. A big amen. So, and the same thing, and not only that, so you find that the Holy Ghost has righteousness that he communicates. When you learn Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost will tell you what is right. Because Holy Ghost can be our mother. Anytime you do, Holy Ghost tell you what is right. Apart of what is right is for you to walk in love towards all the saints. Anytime you are discriminating about a saint, a particular denomination, you're at, maybe because the way they pray, or because they are not too grounded in the world, or anything that brings you to bring for discrimination, or you discriminate towards a saint because of his tribe, or you discriminate towards a saint, a big amen, which are what babes. A big amen?
Amen.
Which are what babes does. A big amen.
Amen.
But the first growth, the first righteousness, Holy Ghost will measure to us from doing, from be what? Which you find those righteousness, Holy Ghost measure to us. You find it in what? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He said that in that chapter 1, he said it was reported to us from the house of Clone. 1 Corinthians 1, 11. For it had been declared unto us of you, my brethren, by them who have the household of Clone, if you get me, that there are contentions among you. So contention are signs of babies. They are signs of babes. Contentions. You also find the same thing being reported. Contention also being reported. I think it was in Galatians also. That the mention of contention. In Galatians, the mention of contention. I think maybe also, not just in Corinthians, it was mentioned too. Contention, maybe also in Jude or Peter. But yes, Philippians make sure of that. I won't preach Christ of contention, not sincerely. Supposed to add to my affliction. When you want to add to other people's body or you say something so that people can see other people in a bad light, like these people now, they were preaching Christ out of envy, out of contention. They won't preach Christ of contention, not sincerely. Supposed to add affliction to my bonds. Paul was in a bond, and some people began to preach Christ so that they can make sure that Roman Empire and Jewish people, a big amen, they really find that. A big amen.
Yes.
So, you find that there are contentions. A big amen.
Yes.
A big amen.
Yes.
So, for the contentious, they are things that a babe does. Babies are contentious. When in the church, you are contentious, you are just contentious. Everything about you, every step you take, just fight. There's war within you, war without. Because contentions outside is because there's contention on the inside. There's no year, you have not have growth. So the house of by then of the house of what? Claw, say there are contention among them. They are not seeing eye to eye. Eh? One sign that a man have drunk milk. A big amen?
Milk.
Although Paul has fed them with milk. Milk should be able to grow you out of some. If your contention is, because milk should be able to grow to be a child. From be a babe to a child. So you should be reducing your contentions, the more contentious you are. Now this I say that every one of you say, I am a poor. Look at what causes contention. They are, everybody is content. Those are what content. Me, I'm a poor. Me, I'm a popolo. They were the war. I'm a silver. Some people say, I'm not even poor. I'm not of Apollo. I'm not of silver. I am of Christ. And so there was division, contention that lead to division. Is Christ divided? So another for anybody that have come to divide brethren. When you read book of Proverbs say, anybody that learned to say that like to cause contention between friends or strife or discord amongst friends because of your mouth and because of your heart. Proverbs 6:19 say, a false witness that speaketh lie, and he that swear discord among brethren. Another one say among friends. Yeah, you know, so can you see? Either because of your false witness, speaking lies, but that you sow discord, or you sow discord, you know how to go and tell somebody another thing. Yeah? this thing, the Lord hid them. A big amen. Amen. And gradually must be a graduation from them. Those are things you find with babies and children. Mm-hmm. You find them with babies. When you become a man, you should not find those kind of things with you. A man that is in Christ. That you are the one that are using, you cause division in church. In your household, you are contentious with your sister, sister to sister, sister to brothers. Anything happen in the household, you carry it to go and report. You have not called your brother. You are not following the commandment of Jesus that if your brother have a hurt against you or you have a get a hurt against your brother, go and talk to your brother first. But you don't talk first to your brother. You don't talk first to your to another. In you, you just because you know that the first thing Holy Ghost teach you is to the saints. Mm-hmm. And the saints are very wide. To all the saints, you know, you can your heart can be contentious to a particular denomination, to a particular set. You know, there are some said that, like us in this country, there are some said that because you feel that they are only too extreme. Extreme in what they practice as Christianity. So that thing in your heart, a big amen?
Amen.
That thing there is the what babies and children does. The Holy Ghost should start winning you from things that make you to be contentious and cause division. Because Christ is not divided.
Yes.
We are all baptized by one spirit unto Christ. We are all baptized. There's no difference between a Jew and a barbarian. There's no difference between a Jew and a Greek. They are all of one spirit. That means their spirits are one. Where the contention is coming from is in their soul. The soul have not been sanctified. The soul has not been free from what Satan has put in the soul. A big amen.
Amen.
So that soul need to go through some washing, some sanctification, and some justification. A big amen.
Amen.
A big amen.
Amen.
And what will get that done is the word of Christ. Because it's the word of Christ that washes. It's the word of Christ that sanctifies. And it's the word of Christ, and what is the word of Christ that wash and sanctify. And it's the law of Christ that justify. It will take the law of Christ to justify. You can't be justified except by what? He says you may justify by the law of faith. A big amen.
Amen.
And not just the word of faith that justifies, it's the law of faith. A big amen.
Amen.
A big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we can see that you find that in Romans 3:28. You find that in Romans 5:1. Also, you find that also in Galatians 2:16. And you find that also in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So he was trying to say, I have not spoken to you as unto spiritual, but as unto baby in Christ. I have fed you with meat and not me. So and Paul began to now feed them. He said, Paul began to now feed them. He said, because they are carnal. So Paul began from chapter 3 upward. Paul began to speak. Paul was gradually feeding them with meat. He said, even until now, you can't bear them. But Paul said, I can't leave you because there is division. So Paul began to introduce meat. Because oftentimes, when there are division, when there are strives among saints, you have strife towards saints. You know, if you have seen brethren that are doing crusade, they are living on this, they are doing churches in the same floor. Maybe floor three, maybe five floor. Three churches are there. When somebody is there, all of them are people that are positioned downstairs. That when people control, they are dragging, but you are going to go to our home. Going to go, and the person that is coming to church is confused. That thing is strife. Though some of them, they may say they have zeal, they want to evangelize so that their church can be full. You know? But Christ is not divided. So why don't you allow that person to go to any church out of the three in the same complex that you want to go to? And sometimes there are something you won't do when you God have helped you to not to be a babe or a child. For one time, I remember sometime we were looking for a venue for our church, for the way church. We go to a venue that there are already two church there. They took me there. I said, this can never be, we can never use this place. I said, because I can never be struggling with other churches. I can never be. Sometimes strife can happen in church. Maybe it's on church, but eventually drum. Everybody's beating their drum and everybody tries to loud their speaker so that their speaker can be fed very well. You know, there are things that we start oppressing each people, oppress churches, oppress each other. A big amen. We see a lot of people fight church fights that they took my disciple, they took my member. You know, different kind of things that cause contention. Those things we are in Corinthian church. One household, we go and report another household. This is what have happened to our household. Our own household is not like that, too. A big amen.
Yeah.
He said, well, house of clones, says there is Christ divided. Everything that I want to call division, those things, they are contention, they are strife. A big amen.
Yeah.
Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? I love that word. Is Christ divided? Was Christ? I'm talking about, these are things that Holy Ghost must train a soul to get rid of. Was Paul crucified for you? No, even we that people, some of people that are hearing messages, I'm very sorry. Some of them, if I'm not in church, some of you don't come to church because you've heard about Pastor Thompson is not ministering. So you won't come to church. Or you will not follow midweek service. Or things like that. It just showed to us how that you are still carnal. Why? Because you are carnal, you are going to you see yourself in the flesh.
Yeah.
That one of the major things that 2 Corinthians chapter 2, though it's a baby in Christ, but a baby in Christ still see themselves as flesh. They've not realized who they are in Christ. That they are joint heir, they are being joined. He that is joined together with one spirit is one with the Lord. They don't see themselves as one yet. A big amen. Everybody is pursuing his own thing. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. We have one spirit. One spirit means your spirit is one with my spirit. That one spirit means all of us, this our pneuma, we are cooking together with Christ. Our spirit that we are cooking together with Christ. By grace are you saved, not by what I should bow. That just our spirit is one. There's no different kind of born again. Every born again child of God, we are all born. Holy Ghost quicken us together with Christ. The power of God quicken us together with Christ. We have the same kind of spirit. He says by one spirit, we are all baptized into Christ. And we all share the same kind of one spirit. A big amen.
Yeah.
A big amen.
Yeah.
So Christ is not divided.
Yes, sir.
Christ is not. The death, the burial, the resurrection of your Christ is not by those divisions that we want to develop ourselves from. Even our color, Christ is not, the church of Nigeria is not different from the church of Britain.
Yeah.
Even sometimes there are racism in churches. What caused racism? Racism is because we are still carnal. A lot of brethren in the church, saints, are carnal. So they feel that we are still carnal. A big amen.
Amen.
You can see, is Christ, was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? The Bible say, where 2 or 3 people are gathered together in my name.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even where there's division, it's not even outside. We come together, we are not assembling, were you baptized in the name of Paul? That was the problem with Corinthian church because Paul eventually brought forth, he said they were all baptized to Moses in the sea and baptized under the same cloud. A big amen.
Amen.
Moreover, brethren, I will not have you ignorant how that all our father were under the cloud. Can you see? Under the cloud. Eh? And we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud. And in the sea. So we are all baptized into Christ by one spirit. But we may be baptized, but people still fight each other. Just like what happened, how the sister of Moses and his brother, you know, they gone up against Moses.
Yes,
because of, they say that Moses has taken so much from part. And they went to go and talk to other of their brethren to gang up. And then there's the only one. God had to judge it by causing what? Miriam to become leprosy. Also, outside, people didn't learn from it. Then, the family of Korah, which was like the elder brother to Moses, Because Moses' father had other children, other sons. They said Moses has taken over thing. They gang up together with all Israel. And well, land open and swallow them up. They wanted to offer that Moses and his elder brother, which was Aaron, I judged the whole sacrifice. Sacrifice, what is it? And then, so they got, and God had to fight against them. A big amen. Miriam and Aaron was because Moses married an Ethiopian woman. And they could not discern. See, the key that baby lack and children lack is discernment. They don't have discernment. They can't know what that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 said. If a man be in Christ, a baby in Christ. If a man be in Christ, and you start being in Christ from being a babe. If a man being in Christ, you start as a babe. Then you grow up to be what? A child. And from the child, you become what? What an adolescent. And from then you become a new man in Christ. A big amen. Everybody start our, if a man be in Christ, in what? You start to be in Christ as a what? As a babe, that's how we start in Christ. So I'm wanting that a child lack discernment. A child can go and put his hand, he or her hand inside a fire. A child can go and put his or her hand inside a child can take a poison and drink it. Because what? A child lack understanding. A lack discernment. So in that 1 Corinthians chapter, I say, if a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ, is what? Before that place, he said, henceforth, knowing no man after the flesh. Yeah, though we have known Christ after the flesh. God, who had Buddha know Christ after the flesh? Babe and what? And children. Mm. They see Christ after the flesh. That's the lens that they have. Mm. Babe and children. That's their judgment. That's their conclusion about everybody. Can you see? Paul, Siva, Apollo, that came to preach to them, they are already spiritual, but they were still seeing them in the flesh. They wanted to bring Paul, Cephas, and Apollo, and Christ to their level. Like, that is it. Because they are still flesh. They could not discern what they were baptized into. They could not discern what they were joined into. Now, what they were joined into is too holy. That what they brought their spirit into, or what quickened their spirits and inaugurated their spirit into the spirit of Christ, is a very high separation in the spirit. So they still have their natural carnal mind. That thing that caused people to be competitive. Where there are other sister churches, you are not thinking about other sister churches. All of you are preaching the same thing, no? But God does not even want you to only love all the saints that preach the same thing with you. All that thing that don't tell people that don't preach the same thing you preach. The big amen?
Amen.
God wants you to love all the saints. The fruit of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is that you are in the spirit. And how do I know that you're in the spirit? How do I know you're in the spirit? It's how you love all the saints. That's how you know you're in the spirit. If you're in the spirit, you will not walk according to the flesh. I don't want to say you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because that is another, this lust of the flesh is Christ. They are not dealing with lust here. You will not walk after the flesh. If you're in the spirit, you will not walk after the flesh. What make you to be in the flesh? Why you bite each other? You bite each other, you devour one another. Because you are carnal and you do not, you are still taking milk. A big amen. But one thing that milk should do, milk should grow you from being a babe that has strife, that is not, have not come into a place of discerning one another. A big amen.
Amen.
That's why when you begin to teach the milk of the word, we teach you to how to design one another. What does that mean? How to have honor for one another. Honor for one another. You must have honor for your brothers. Husband must have honor for his wife. Peter taught it in Peter. He said, husband should treat their wife. If your husband dwell with them according to knowledge. A big amen.
Amen.
You know, he said knowledge, yeah. But you don't give knowledge to a baby. The person you give a knowledge to is either will have been won from the milk and drawn away from the breast. And we know milk and breast are food of babies. So how you cannot deal with your wife, every husband, every man must learn to deal with their wife with what? With knowledge. You must have knowledge. Every man must strive knowledge. Ye husbands, ye fathers, ye men, you must dwell with them according to knowledge. Every man must provide, you can't dwell, either dwell with your sisters, even when you're not married. Dwell with other brothers. You must have knowledge. Knowledge is strength. Knowledge will separate you. Knowledge will make you to be a good saint. So we have some bad saints. I'm just talking about your entry point into Christ, which you come in as a baby in Christ. Then from a baby in Christ, you become a child in Christ. A child in Christ. And what will make it to grow from being a baby unto a child, it is what? It is, it is knowledge. So like a husband, dwell with them with according to knowledge, giving honor unto wife as unto weaker vessel, and as unto what? Together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not answered. You see, one reason, a lot of same praise, but if God leave a lot of saints according to the Son of God, God does not expect, God, when I say God does not, God does not, God know that a babe, if you stop answering the prayer of a baby can pass the light.
Yes, sir.
And go to see for help in an ungodly evil means. Can go and consult marabouts. Can go and consult occultic war. So that God allows some prayer to be answered. It's not because saints have outgrown their strife, their division, their contentious, that they deal with all those things. Is there anything from verse 14, 15, 16? Those things that that they want to bring forth division to the name of Christ. And then verse 14 says, I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any man should say, I have baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Beside, I know not whether I baptized any. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words. Can you say, I love this. Wow, I've not seen it. He called the wisdom of words. Can you say, the wisdom of words? Can you say that thing? Not in the wisdom of words. Lest the power of the cross should be made of no effect. So what they call the power of the cross there is lest the cross of Christ, the power of Christ. Power of Christ. So you cannot have, as I say, you can render the cross of Christ of no effect. When it's supposed to be effective in a man's life, when that time of power comes, because you have not to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, but it's what? It's according to the wisdom which Holy Ghost teacheth. It's words, but it must be the word of Holy Ghost. It must be the word of Holy Ghost is moving forth. So that the cross of Christ, say the cross of Christ. What is the cross of Christ? The cross of Christ is faith. I'm crucified with Christ. The cross of Christ is the faith of Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. In some places, he said, that the offense of the cross is ceased. We're talking to Galatia. I think it's Galatia. Is it Galatia or Colossian? He said, it should be Galatia. Okay. All right. Galatians 5. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be, from verse 10, please, sorry. Galatians 5 from verse 10. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be no otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? then is the offense of the cross cease. So offense of the cross, he said, or cross will cease. True faith, that means power of God cannot be in keeping. If there's, it's a true faith by faith. Now the faith which is of the world must have run its course. You cannot be kept by the power of God except true faith. And what does faith come in? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that is what give your word to God is giving of your wisdom. And if you have received word come to you, faith will come to you. Faith will give you, when faith arises, give all substance to you. And substance, and you grow, you are built up, you are what? You are raised up. Or I used another word last time, I used the word raised up, built up, grow up. I used the word grow up and raise up. A big amen. Yeah. So that you can bring forth the power of God. A big amen. Yeah. So it's in the sign of power of God that they grow what? They grow you to be in the spirit. You grow with the milk of the world until you're a child in Christ. Every child in Christ, how do you know a child in Christ? A child in Christ, Epaphras noticed that in the church. Say, Epaphras declared to us, your love in the spirit. Your love in the spirit means, they say, your spirit, you are in the spirit. Your love in the spirit. It must be characterized like that. Your love in the spirit. Your love in the spirit for all the saints. And your love, and you start having appetite for things that the spirit of God, spirit of Christ can teach you. A big amen.
Amen.
Colossians 1, 6 to 8, from verse 5. Let's read Colossians 1, 5 to 8. Let's quickly read it. We give thanks to God and the Father of Lord Christ, praying all this for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ, that is your faith in Christ, or faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have towards all the saints and all of that. But this church have gone ahead and for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, the hope that is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit. So what is the fruit? As it does also in you since the day we heard of it. And knew the grace of God in truth. Again, as you also learn of a prophet, our dear fellow servant, who is also for you a faithful minister of Christ. Again, so this church, Colossians, a prophet started ministering, gradually ministering Christ to them. This church already entered into Christ. Again, was standing there and look at me. Who also declare unto us your love in the spirit. After your faith in the Lord Christ and love for all the saints, love, when you mean to love the saints through learning all those commandments, you are having to tell you have to love your brethren no matter the denomination. Everyone has to give you commandment. Don't strive with your brothers and your all the saints. Churches, maybe there are churches, other churches, you are living in the same house. You put our fellowship banner in the front of your house. They also, the other brethren too, that put our fellowship on the gate of the house. Or when they are praying, maybe they have the way they pray in church, they pray. And Holy Ghost will tell you don't pray like that. Don't disturb them. That's another saint. You pray quietly. And when you even say, oh, wow, my brother, you are praying very well last night. I appreciate them. You know, when this reverend that came for Believers Convention, Oposio, was talking about a neighbor that used to pray loud in the middle of the night. So you remember, he was talking about that story, where that man will be praying in the night, making, and that there's also another church on the streets where he lived, that he was getting angry, but the Lord God had to instruct him that he too should wake up and pray too. He says of him getting angry, and you see that commandment they gave to him is a law for all the saints. He does not make. And he said there used to also be another neighbor that was there. They have a man that was so oppressed of demons that mentally insane was not stable. Remember, they say he cried throughout the night. He said he just instead of him getting angry, he said he started praying. He said eventually, he said one another neighbor had to say, thank you, sir, because you are praying. That was in that combat. That prayer made that person to calm down.
because he was being afflicted of demons. I'm talking, you see, by look at a commandment that God gave to Regulus. So that's the law of war for other saints. Both the law for the church that make noise. And also that child or that man that make noise. That's love. So heaven will start teaching you, because what is making you to get angry with that noise, firstly, is because of what? Is because you are still a babe. You are not yet a child. You are not yet in the spirit. If you're in the spirit will instruct, Holy Ghost will instruct you. Holy Ghost will teach you. Because Holy Ghost does not only teach meek of the world. Holy Ghost also will command you. Those instructions which Holy Ghost command, a big amen, like Paul gave some commandment to them in Corinthians. He said, some people take each other to law courts. He said, there's no judge. He said, don't you rather allow people to be defrauded? That thing, they those churches and that child were defrauding Regbe Oposio, he sleep. They are defrauding him. But when she allows himself to be defrauded, he too started using that time to pray. And he became a prayer warrior that can pray all night. Yeah, sure. I'm trying to tell us that we must not to respond. Heaven must see that thing. You see, a prophet declared to us, your love in the spirit. That love in the spirit means you are now in the spirit. That means your soul is no longer carnal. Now that I say spiritual, but you're already showing symptoms that you can be spiritual. You're already showing signs. A big amen. When that is happening to you, a big amen. When you can love like that, you will say you are now ready. You are already being full of Holy Ghost. You are moving to a season where you'll be sealed. You are taking the earnest of the inheritance. The earnest of inheritance is to be full of the Holy Ghost. Earnest of inheritance is not to be bantered with the Holy Ghost. Earnest of inheritance is not to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Earnest of inheritance is to be full of the Holy Ghost. You are becoming full of power. You are beginning to be full of Holy Ghost. That full of Holy Ghost means you are receiving the person of the Holy Ghost. A big amen.
Amen.
A big amen.
Amen.
You know, some people, the way they dress, some of us in the church, you know that you have not been well even trained. When, because somebody is not looking like you, like some of brothers, there's a kind of sister you want to marry. In the church, even you say you are in the church of Revelation. Or some brother, sister, there's a kind of brother you want to marry. Your other brother is not, English is not touche. But that brother is a Christ. His spirit is Christ. But you are looking at touche English. Or he does not know how to dress well. All those things can, you're supposed to just, and even if he does not know how to dress well in the marriage, keep buying his clothes for him. If you don't have the money, collect the money from his aunt and go and buy his clothes for him. Put him together. Yeah, you don't want to endure that. You don't want to learn to just forbear that thing. Forbear the dressing. Forbear the English. Eh? Forbear the way he look. Maybe he has some, you know, in Nigeria, some tribe, we have some tribal mark. I can never have this tribal mark. You see, those things is a sign that you will never be in the spirit. Your mind is still carnal. How can they make your mind to be in the spirit? Because your mind must be in the spirit for them to make that mind to become spiritual. Because to be spiritually minded is Christ. Because there's no way they can make that mind spiritual until it's in the spirit. It must be in the spirit. That man must begin to gradually mind things that are spiritual. You must not be looking at tribal mark. You must not be looking at age. Your brother is looking at the age. No, most of us don't even mind marrying brothers that are younger than them now. But brothers are still consumed because you feel that the younger the lady, you can control. You are. Don't let me say things I should not say. I'll keep quiet. That thing that's making you think that because someone is younger, you can tell him sit down there. Because you are not spiritual. The person that's trying to sit down there is first of all a Christ. If what you are thinking is war, or what you are thinking is body shape, what you are thinking is body size, or some lady that something you are not ready to do in marriage. Because what you are thinking, if I do this thing, it will change my body shape. Your body shape is more important to you than your time to be in the spirit. Those are things, those are act cannot baby's things. But the intention of the Lord is to cause you to be in the spirit. For if you are in the spirits, if you are in the spirits, you will not yield yourself to the flesh. You won't do like flesh. You won't do. It's not that the flesh has been taken away, but you won't yield yourself to it. I was teaching from that in Romans 5 and Romans 6. You won't yield yourself to it. You won't yield yourself to the members of your flesh. Because your flesh of babies, babies don't like inconvenience. You know, baby, if they wee on their diaper, they'll be crying. But it's their will. It came out from their body, they'll be crying. You are on teaching their will, they will not have to rest. They are the ones that will cause trouble in the church, and they are still expecting you to come and beg them. Oh, you have to go and beg them. If you don't beg them, they will throw the whole church into trouble. It's a sign that they are carnal. If you don't beg them, they will keep holding to. They then said they have many things they offend, though, but people don't count their offenses. But if you offend them, they will hold on to. They will keep saying what you have done for them to everybody. They will come and report you to. They will report you to Satan. They will report you to human beings and start reporting you to Satan in invisible spirits. A big amen. They will hold you in their hearts. That means that soul, the heart, because you can't be have you your soul and your heart cannot be the spirit and is keeping things.
Yes, sir.
You see, Paul was talking about that in the book of Galatians chapter 3. Say, miracles we are done by them. Hopefully, Galatians, we have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before which I, Jesus Christ, have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only will I learn. Receive ye the spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. So when you hear the word, even the meek of the, even the meek, which is also the word that you teach babies, he planted faith, but not only faith. He said, receive ye the spirit. You will have to receive the spirit before your soul can, before they can give spirit to you. And what is spirit? It's giving of spirit is giving of law. Not only what would bring forth faith, receive the spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. So you must have done hearing of faith first before you can receive the spirit. And hearing of faith is hearing of the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A big amen. So you can see, for this is the meek of the word, though. How much more Christ? How can you hear the faith of Christ, which is the word of Christ, which will come by the wisdom, wisdom of Christ? Then you ask now go to receive the spirit of Christ, and you cannot receive the spirit of Christ if you have not received the hearing of faith of Christ, which is called the faith of the Son of God. So there can never be, you can never receive the spirit. To receive the spirit, to receive power.
Yeah.
You can never receive spirit, which means to receive power, if you have not received the hearing of faith. And hearing of faith is the communication of wisdom that leads to faith upon your heart and leads to what? To what? To what? To grace.
Yes,
a big amen.
Yeah.
So you can't receive the spirit or power. Neither can you receive what? Which the spirit of power starts with the law of God. And move into what the covenant of Christ or the covenant in the meek of the word, a big amen.
Yeah.
A big amen.
Amen.
I said the all mark of the meek of the word that you'll be in the spirit. And then you are going to live the life in the spirit. And what's the life in the spirit? Love for all the saints. Say, a prophet declared to us your love in the spirit. Your love in the spirit. Although this church of Colossians, they are still in Christ. They are moved from joy, they are loving the spirit, because now they are beginning to have access truth that is in Jesus Christ, which he talked to them about there in verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore you have heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. They are not just, this Colossian church are not just hearing what, they are not just hearing what, they are not just in the book of the world. This church has started hearing what, they have heard the word of truth of the gospel. The word of truth of the gospel, they've heard it, which is common to us, is also in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit. He says it's common to them. So, because why? They have a prophet, which was a faithful minister of Christ amidst them. So, a prophet have taught them, because the meek of the world is the meek of Christ. The meat of Christ. There's a meek of Christ. There's a meat of Christ. So, this church already receiving the meat of Christ, which is the word of truth, because of a prophet. and said they already bear any fruit, as it's also in you. The fruit of Christ, the word of truth, is that you are going to also have your love in the Spirit. That means you are going to have access to the Spirit of life. Spirit of Christ is the power of Christ. But you must also have access to the word of Christ. Then you access to the Spirit of Christ. And Spirit of Christ is the power of Christ. The word of Christ is the wisdom of Christ, or the hearing of the faith of Christ. So that you have to hear it. You have to hear the word of Christ, or you have to hear the faith of Christ, or the faith of the Son of God. And when the faith of the Son of God enters into your heart, the faith of the Son of God will start building you up, or will start growing you, so that he can connect you to the Spirit of Christ. Because if any man had not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. How they know that you are his, you belong to Christ, is that you are moving to his power. You are none of his. You remember, some people came to him. They came to the Lord. They say, Lord, Lord, Lord. They say, Lord, 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 Lord. They say, Lord, 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 Lord. In your name we cast out devils. Lord, 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 Lord. In your name we cast out devils. In your name we heal the sick. We were prophesied in your name. And we did great and wonderful works. Said that we like professor today. I never know you. Depart from me. Ye that walk iniquity. But you now say, I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Mary, depart from me. You are none of his. You don't belong to Christ. When I say you don't belong to Christ, there, it's not your spirit, it's your soul. That your soul does not belong to Christ. A babe's soul does not belong to Christ. The spirit belongs to Christ and is of Christ. It's one joined to the law. But a babe's soul does not belong to Christ. A child's soul does not belong to Christ. You must do something to a child's soul. What mean? You must teach a child's soul. You must start teaching wisdom. Like what happened to Timothy. Oh, Timothy, from child. 1 Timothy 3:15. And die from a child. When you are a child, that Holy Ghost have used with meek of the meek. Then truth must come to you. And thou from a child. I've known Holy Scripture. And what is the Holy Scripture? What is the Holy Scripture? Is a word of his grace. Word of his grace is the Holy Scripture. Not just Holy Scripture. That is scripture that Holy Scripture are scriptures of prophets. Holy Scriptures are not story. They are not talking about Holy Scripture. It's not Esther. It's not Esther activity in Shushan the palace. That's not Holy Scripture. Holy Scripture, majorly Holy Scripture are the writings of what prophet. Because prophet wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of Christ that is in them. Holy Scripture are scripture that show the way into holy place and most holy. Those are holy scriptures. If a scripture cannot give light, a scripture that can give light into holy conversation and conversation of most holy, it's not an holy scripture. It can be a scripture, but it's not holy. Because there are scripture. You said the scripture, all scripture is given by the what? By the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And what I should say, by the inspiration. That inspiration means by the breath of God. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God or by the breath of God. And is profitable to doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That means if the scripture is not going to set up righteousness, if it's not going to reveal the standard of the life of the Holy Ghost, it's not going to reveal the standard of the life of Christ, it's not going to reveal the standard of life of the Son and the Father, and ultimately reveal the standard of life of God, which is the standard of life, then that scripture is not Holy Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15, from the child I've known the Holy Scripture, who are able to make thee wise. You can see the word of the scripture should make you wise. The first attention is wise. Then you can move into power. Wise unto salvation. When you make you wise, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So what you teach a child that meek of the world has grown, and is now in the spirit, you begin to bring Holy Scripture, because you don't bring Holy Scripture until a soul is in the spirit. If you bring to a scripture to a child that is has not grown up to be a child to be in the spirit, he will even letter out of scriptures, and letter will kill him. To kill him simply means you make him religious instead of making him spiritual. Because opposite of spiritual is religion. You will not make him spiritual, he will be religious. So don't bring scripture to someone that his soul, his heart, his mind, though his spirit is joined to the law and it's one spirit with the law, can you also feed that child with the milk of the world, feed that baby with the milk of the world, until that soul is in the spirit? That means through the milk of the world, you grow that soul with the word until that soul is in the spirit. And when that soul is in the spirit, that soul will be what? It'll be full of the Holy Ghost, making me mean that he has received the earnest of the inheritance. What is in the spirit is the soul. And the soul can be full of the Holy Ghost. What they want to fool with the Holy Ghost is not your spirit, man. It's not the one that became born again. It's your soul that should be full of the Holy Ghost. That means Holy Ghost should fool the soul. So that Holy Ghost can resume his work in the soul, to start working the soul. Because if Holy Ghost is not fooling the soul, Holy Ghost will not resume the work of making the soul become holy temple in the Lord. We will not make the temple. Our body is the temple of Holy Ghost. But they want to make our soul to also be the temple of the Lord. And your soul must be in the spirit for that construction to take place. So from the hearing of faith, you will receive the spirits into your soul. God wants to send spirits, and they will keep sending spirit into your soul. So God will send Holy Ghost into your soul. Holy Ghost will not just be inside your spirit. Holy Ghost will be sent. They'll be sending Holy Ghost. And they keep measuring Holy Ghost into your soul. Until Holy Ghost can be full your soul. When Holy Ghost full your soul, you will say, you have received the earnest of the inheritance. Holy Ghost wants to full your soul. Holy Ghost doesn't want to be in your spirit alone. You can be born again. Holy Ghost in your spirit. Holy Ghost is not in your soul. He said it's Holy Ghost in the soul. Holy Ghost must be in my heart. Because my soul is made up of my heart, my mind, and my conscience. So salvation, we call it Holy Ghost. Salvation, we call it Holy Spirit. They talk about Joker. I say in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse, I say, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost. What was full of Holy Ghost there was not just his spirit. Because it was his soul that was full of Holy Ghost. Or full, Joker being full of Holy Ghost. So when you have used me to grow a soul, and a soul now is what? Is in the spirit. Then they will bring what did I call it? They will bring hearing of faith to that soul. If you bring hearing of faith of the Son of God, or the hearing of the faith of the Word of Christ to a soul that's not here in the spirit, it will make religion out of it. Because it's still carnal. Don't give the holy to a soul that's still a dog. What's a dog? A dog is one that bites. If you bite one another. When you bite one another and devour yourself, you are still under the beggarly element of this world. You are still in the flesh. Do not give that which is holy. There's that which is holy. There's that which is precious. Do not give holy thing. In Matthew 7, from verse 5, thy hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thy own eyes, then shall thy see clearly to cast out or take out the mole out of thy brother's eyes. Give not that which is holy unto dogs. What is holy? Is Christ. What is holy? Holy scripture. Things of the Holy Scripture. Things that will make men wise. Things that are supposed to bring forth doctrine. Doctrine of Christ. Things that are supposed to bring forth reproof of Christ. Things that are supposed to bring forth correction of Christ. Things that are supposed to bring forth what? Instruction in the righteousness of the faith of Christ. Those are things that are holy. Holy things are things that have been tried. That's another word for holy things. Things that have been tried. You have tried them. Those are holy things. Holy things are tried things. And we know that what that have been tried are the word of Christ that have been tried. The word of Christ that have been tried. Holy things are word of Christ that have been tried. So do not give it to a dog. So when a dog, what is a dog? A dog is who bites and devour. Apostle Paul also talk about the same thing. That when the soul is a dog, he said the proverb is happened to him. When we're talking about those who they purge away from the pollution of the world. And what purge a man from pollution of the world is the faith. Which he called that the holy commandment. I'm talking about holy things are Christ things. It's righteousness. Things that are tried, they are faith. Because you can't give precious if you have not been tried. You'll find that in that book of Isaiah chapter 23. I lay in Zion. For his foundation is stone, a tri-stone, after a tri-stone, a precious cornerstone. So you can't give a precious thing to a man that has not been tried. So holy things are tried things. So another word for a tri-stone is a holy stone. Second Peter, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that we are cleansed, those that we are clean, escape from them who live in error. They live in error. Why they promise them liberty? What's liberty? Liberty is obeying Christ. You'll find that liberty in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. So we know that what Christ make you free by what? By the law or the law of life, which is the power of Christ. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This is Galatians 5. He called it yoke of bondage in Ephesians 5. He called it bondage in chapter 4 of Galatians. In chapter 4, he called it in the bondage on in bondage under the element of the world. In chapter 3, he also used that word bondage again. And that because of false brethren unaware brought in, who came in to spy out our liberty. So you need liberty from bondage. And so liberty is freedom. Christ will give you freedom, which is the law of Christ. But you can't have access to the law of Christ until you have access to the hearing of faith, which we have in Christ. There's a liberty in Christ Jesus that they might bring unto us unto bondage. Those that we are clean. How do you clean? What clean is water? Water clean you. That may cleanse you by the washing of water by the word. It may sanctify and cleanse them. Ephesians chapter 5, escape from them who live in error. Where they promise them liberty or they promise them freedom, they themselves are servant of corruption, of whom a man is overcome. They are not only a servant, they are also overcome. Of whom a man is overcome. Of the same is he brought in bondage. Then 20, for if after they have escaped, you know, they talk and say, they that are clean should escape from them that live in error. So, for when they, so those who are clean, if after they have escaped, you escape from those who live in error. So those who live in error, we mean pollution. They live with the pollution of the world. So Galatians called the pollution of the world. He called the element of the world. In another place, he called the beggarly element, which brings to bondage through the knowledge of the Lord. The knowledge of the Lord. The Lord there is Christ. Knowledge of the Lord, because they made Jesus both Lord and Christ. Yes, knowledge of the Lord, but it's not only Lord. Jesus is both Lord and he's also both Savior. So Joker was both Lord and Christ. That's the peak of Christ, is Lord. And Savior, which is now most holy. They are again entangled, which was also what Galatians was talking about. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty of freedom, wherewith Christ. So the freedom here is come by law or by power of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Or by spirit of Christ. Mm-hmm. By the love of life in Christ. Wherein Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Call it yoke of bondage here, but that yoke of bondage is the pollution of the world, or the bondage, the bondage of element of this world, or beggarly element. That means, what are the beggarly element? Things. Things that this world array to bring for pollution, error. Things that don't make you in error. Instead of you living righteously, you are living in error. Opposite of error is righteousness. Standard of God is unveiled. Standard of God, as you live with your brethren, as you live with your wife. He said to live righteously and live godly in this present world. But you are living the error. You are using the standard of this life. It may look holy to you. I'm a Paul, I'm a Apollo. No, those things are error. They are error of baby in Christ. They want to raise you from those kind of error, from those kind of life. You are still being aired down by some things in your mind, argument. And you are still judging people according to their affinity, cultural affinity. When you are making choice, you are making decision based on cultural affinity, like what happened in the church of Acts of Apostles, where disciples, they were murmuring, and because they were being partial, taking care of people, my own. This also happened among disciples in the church, because some of all, we have people that you are close to some pastor, they may be not make a leader, you try to shield away people from the senior pastor, you know, you are trying to make disciple under a work. Those are children. You are trying to bring division. It happened. Some people want to, you want everything to start from your table and end of your table. Maybe they put some people under you. You want to cover disciple. You know that what Paul told when he was speaking in Acts chapter 20 to the elders? He said they will make disciples of their own self and led them away. He said these people, they are perverse. They are wolves in sheep clothing. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after their own. You must be careful. You know, I was a pastor in the church. Anything I finished speaking to any member of the church, I said, go and talk to our senior pastor. I would tell them, I say, go and tell the senior pastor this and this and this is what I say. I will always point them back to the senior pastor. I will always, because I know that it's easier for flock to come to you. And when they come to you, you are brief. I say, just go. Even when I handle issue that I have to do with, you know, that I have to do with social matter, that I say, go, Ted, please go and see senior pastor and say this and what I'm seeing. Even people that are saying, I say, go and talk to the senior pastor and let them know this and this is what I said. I will not go and also report to the senior pastor. So I don't want them to think that thing finish up on my table. God had to train me because you can live in error. You can live in error. I know how Satan has caught people. Holy Ghost was instructing me, Thompson, you must not draw anybody. You are serving Jesus under this, your senior pastor. And you have to be faithful because it's still worship. If you don't believe that, you won't have grace. You have to have true faith. You have access to grace to stand. You must obey protocol in the spirit. You have to be holy, which is holy to dogs. So if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so they escape. So he said the word will make you to escape. Word will make you clean and escape. But that's not the end of it. You should only escape. Eh? They are again tangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it has been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known. Because when you know way, you use the way to walk out of what you know, of pollution and things. After they have known it, to turn. Because in this season, they were in the season of holy commandments. They're not just in the season of the world. They are not in the season of the holy command. To turn from the holy commandment. Because I say something. I say, Holy Scripture will give you both the word, but not only will also deliver to you holy commandment. The commandment is power. Because they are in season of power. They should not only have word, they should have power. The season of holy commandment is time of the spirits. Where it's supposed to be turning out. I said, when you're in the spirit, you fetch commandment. You should not turn from commandment. Keep commandment going. Commandments of the word and commandment that power deliver to you. Because power also will give commandment to you. They turn from holy commandment delivered unto them. It is happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned. Turning away from commandment is that you have turned away from holy commandment. The dog is turned to his own vomit. What is the vomit? Pollution of the world. What is the vomit? Beggarly element. What is the vomit? Carnality and lust. They cleanse you, they wash you from, and they sanctify. And which they are supposed to arrive at the point where you arrive at the place of where you will justify in the spirit. Because your justification is in the spirit. Until your soul is in the spirit, you will be justified. What justify? Our justification is in the spirit. Christ said, our justification is in the spirit. He wrote it there. Our justification is in the spirit. Not Timothy, our justification is in the spirit. So 1 Timothy 6 says, and without controversy, grace is the mystery of godliness. What do you mean godliness? Godliness is power. Having found a godliness, determine the power. When you are a godly, they are making you a person, a godly man. Godliness can be a substance or power, but godliness can become a person. Or godliness can be a life you live. That you live soberly, righteously, and godly. You can live. But if you're living, you can also become it. You live and live by it until you become godly. That your personality is godly. When you read Psalm 1, they were talking about godly there is a person. It's not just what he's living by. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight in the law of the Lord. And in his law. You see, they are talking about his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be. We are talking about who he is. He shall be. He's not a person. Not just that he's living godly. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. but are like the chaff, the ungodly, and also, but are like the chaff, with the wind dry away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment. Now, the sinner, sinners are the kind of person you are, ungodly, the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the ungodly, of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. So the ungodly is a person, but you don't just, ungodly does not become a person. He first of all live godly. He first of all live ungodly life before you become ungodly. You must have lived ungodly before you become person of ungodly. Just like there's a person of the wicked. There's a person of the ungodly. So there also there's a person of the godly. There's a person of the ungodly and a person of the wicked. But also there's a person of the godly. There's a person of the godly. Eh? And the person of what? Of the godly.
Yes, sir.
There's a person of the godly. If there's a person of or righteous, there's a person of the godly, you have been established, you have settled, you have been fabricated with that materials. A big amen.
Amen.
But before you become the person of the godly, you must first of all live godly. And before you live godly, you will make covenant or peace. Going to establish you there. And when it's every day, you live there. When you, they need to be established for you to live godly. You live godly in this present evil world. But you'll be in peace. Peace means you are established. You are settled in a godly life. Then you, what you mean to settle there? You are standing there. You are standing. The ungodly shall not stand. You are standing in peace. And when you are standing in peace, then you live. When you are standing in peace, you are established you there. You put your feet there. Then you what? You in establishment, you live godly. You keep living godly until you become godly. You can't live godly without power. You have to, before you can live godly, you have to be power. To live godly, if a man will live godly in this life, you see that it must be by power. Power will establish you in peace. That's with the covenant. Power will establish you in peace. Covenant is establishment.
Yes, sir.
When you're in covenant, you should be established.
Yes, sir.
Which is in peace.
Yes, sir.
Because the covenant is the covenant of life and peace. So if you say you have made covenant of peace, means you have been established. You have made agreements with peace. Peace with God and peace with man. There's this godly, but there's another one. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ. So we must also live godly in Christ. Shall suffer persecution. But that suffer persecution is power of God.
Mm-hmm.
To live godly in Christ. A man can live righteously in Christ. To live righteously is the season of the world. It's a season of wisdom. That is the season of life. But to live godly in Christ, you can live righteously. And to live righteously is to live life because the word, the spirit is life because of righteousness. But to not live godly in Christ, you are established or you are not abider. You are not abiding. When you are living God, you are abiding. Then you live righteously, remember, and the more you suffer persecution, then you suffer pressure. You are established and you mean to live godly. You are standing. Then you become a man that can sit. When you say sit, a godly man that seated. So sit. When you are sitting, then through living godly, you become a person. Power will convert you. When you are living righteously, you are being established in covenant and you are living right. When you are living righteously, you are now having the testimony of a godly man. You have testimony. Testimony, the life, because testimony is life. Life of a godly man. You live it. You keep living it out. There, as you are living, they are converted to become a person of the godly. Person of the godly. This man is a person of the godly. They bring the godly. There's the harvest of the godly.
Yes,
come and harvest the godly man. God will not harvest those who are living godly. When you are living godly, you are bringing forth fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But for your fruit to remain, to abide, you have to become the person, which is what they call charity and Vietnam. Those are charity man. That's a person. You are a person. Charity as a person. Not charity as a fruit.
Yeah.
But charity as a person. Personality is a godly man. So you don't turn. But why? Keep living godly. Don't turn. Don't let them persecution. Don't let lust of this world. Don't let persecution cause you to turn. So you say, that's how you say you are make power under Christ. That's just Christ. Holy Ghost, I trace from Holy Ghost to Christ. The Holy Ghost as a baby in Christ. Then you receive the full Holy Ghost. the fullness of, which I call the earnest of the inheritance. When you become earnest of inheritance, you are earnest of inheritance. You are a child in the spirit, a child of the Holy Ghost, not a man. Meek does not make you a man. The meek makes you a child of the Holy Ghost. The character of it that you have, you are in the spirit. Your soul is not in the spirit. You are full of Holy Ghost in your soul. Full of Holy Ghost in your soul. So a godly man is an holy temple in the Lord. When you say, I'm a godly man, you are an holy temple in the Lord. Inside the Lord, your soul is an holy temple. You have been built up. You have been raised up. So what did they say? Holy temple in the Lord. You have made covenant with the Lord. You have to make covenant with the Lord before you can make covenant with God. Your covenant first of all is with the Lord. The Lord there is the Lord Christ. For they serve the Lord Christ. Because Jesus Christ is both Lord and Christ. So you covenant of life and peace. Covenants, you make covenant with the Lord. My covenant with the Lord is the Lord. Before you make covenant with God, there's two covenants. Covenant with the Lord and covenant with God. And under the Lord, with the Lord, you make twice covenant with the Lord. You make covenant of life with the Lord. You make covenant of peace with the Lord. So when you make covenant of peace with the Lord, you are now in the Lord. Now are ye what? Now are you light in the Lord. That's when a man that is so that I make covenants of peace. You are light. Or you are light in the Lord. For some time you were darkness, but now are ye light. You don't have light. You are light. You have the light of life, the light in the Lord. A light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruits, can you see? You live by it. For the fruits, you should bring forth fruit of the Spirit. Because you are now in this, you now have the Spirit. You have been connected to the Spirit. You have made covenant. You have made agreement with the Lord. And the Lord is the Spirit. Then, after you are enlightened in the Lord, when you have already been set to, you have made covenant with the Lord, you should be bringing forth fruit, which is light. You live in the Spirit. Now, the fruit in the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Truth where? Proving what is acceptable in the Lord. Acceptable unto the Lord. So to say to be in the Lord means you have made covenant. You have made covenant of peace. If you say you are in the Lord, for you to arrive inside the Lord means you are an holy temple in the Lord. You have find your place in the Lord. The Lord there means Christ. You are now rooted and grounded in Christ, in the Lord Christ. All the benefiting frame together, grow unto an holy temple in the Lord. When you arrive inside the Lord, you make covenant with the Lord, agreement with the Lord. Then, when you are in the Lord, there is a way you are supposed to do. You keep living godly in the Lord. Which means you are bringing forth fruits in this fruit after the fruit in the spirit. When you bring forth fruit, then the Lord will turn you finally to be a person of godly, a person of the godly. They will not send the Spirit of God into you until you have done the word of God, or they will not send the Spirit of power of God to you until you have done the law of God. Because what the Spirit of life of God. In Revelation chapter 11, they did not send the Spirit of life until they finish testimony. Testimony. So you must be in life. You must have done life. You must have done law. And what they before and they gave me a reed to measure the temple. That was a temple of God, which was built by the word of God. Then they do their temple, but they know they have not finished their. They had to allow them to finish their war, to move into a season of power. They have just finished the war. They have the temple. Those who worship there. Who serve? Well, they have to make sure they give them testimony to do testimony, and I will give power unto my country. Power, they give them power. They move into the scene of power. So, scene of power, I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,200 3 days call, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlestick standing before the God of the whole earth. They wanted to move them from everlasting of earth into everlasting of heaven. Because these two olive, they are signification of New Testament. That's why they call them of the God of the whole earth. But what they want to make us is the God of the whole heaven. Because so there were these two prophets were Elijah and Moses, which were with testimony before the God of the whole earth. They witnessed to God. If Baal be God, if Baal is God, serve him. If the Lord God be God, serve him. worship him and serve him. So they gave power to them. They gave power to Elijah to cut fire down and turn the heart. So they are also supposed to be witness. Not just the witness of the war, but witness of the power in their life. And that power made them to prophesy. That power made them to be able to now qualify to receive the spirit of life of God from heaven. And tying to them. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God enter into them. And so the spirit of God does not enter until the building is ready. Although the beasts that follow them kill their body. Their body lie on the streets, which is their temple. Well, they don't talk about physical body there. They talk about the temple of their soul. That body is the building of the temple of God. The spirit of life came from it and raised it up. And they went up. They went up. And they stood up upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them who saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up either. They used to be witness of the earth. Come up either. And they ascended up to heaven in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. They moved them from earth to heaven. The same hour was there, a great earthquake, earth as well. And the tenth part of the city fell. And the earthquake, we are slain of men, 7,000. And the remnant, we are affrighted. And gave glory to the God. Formerly God of the earth, now God of heaven. So their testimony was only for earth, not yet heaven of God. A big amen. Yeah. So I'm just trying to let us, what they give to the man is for power. So you need to first of all, these people, they have received word, but they need to receive power. So then they brought the rain, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God. O Lord God, Almighty, which art, which was, and to come, because I have taken to thee thy great power, not only power now, thy great power, and at rain. A big amen.
Amen.
When you are in the world, you are clean. You are washed. So we see that when you read all to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians, from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to 1 Corinthians 5, Paul was teaching this Corinthian church. He was teaching them word. But when he moved into six, you carry yourself to court. You move into power because after he was teaching them law. Those were laws. They were not just word. Not word of Christ. It was law of Christ. So he taught them word 3-4. If you started teaching Christ from 1 Corinthians, Christ is made unto you wisdom and power and wisdom. So he was teaching from it. He introduced me there. He left it. So he was teaching Christ. He taught Christ. He taught Christ a bit. I'm moving to chapter 3, chapter 2. He briefly introduced the things of God. After introduced, because God made sure that nobody wrote epistle until I'm moving to the things of the everlasting sense to write epistle. So he talked about that. Just calibrated it. Then he moved back to Christ in chapter 3. I talk about foundation. No foundation can man which is slave, which is Christ. He talk about that. Gradually also in chapter 3, he also dive into things of God. Every man's soldier shall be tried by fire. So what is called fire there was activity of sanctuary and the coming of the messenger of the Lord, into the temple of the Lord. So he spoke about briefly about, then in chapter 4, he moved into judgment. He had to talk about testimony. Let a man account of us as minister of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. Mysteries of God there mean the things of the Father and the Son and the things of God and mysteries of God, the Father. And then, moreover, it is required that in steward. So, you move back to Christ, stewards of Christ, that you are fine, faithful. Therefore, let every man judge not before the time until the Lord come. The coming of the Lord is the coming of the Son of God. And the Lord will not come until what? Until the temple, until a temple in him. He only come to come into his temple.
Yes, sir.
The Lord will not come until a temple in them. So come and purify sons of Levi. His sons that he come to. The Lord will also come and say, you're a son of Levi. Yes, you're a priest. And you're a priest that have the law. You are in peace with the covenant of life and peace. Because you are already at peace with the Lord. Follow peace with all men. And he say, peace with the Lord. There's something peace. April chapter 12, 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The Lord will not come to you until you are already in peace with God. And holiness. You must keep the congregation of holiness unto the end. Follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see. The Lord will not come into his temple. You are seeking the Lord. Love will not come into the temple. You must follow peace with all men and peace with God and holiness. Your peace with God is your holiness. It's your separation from the pollution of the world. It's your separation from the element of this world. It's your separation. It's your liberty. It's your liberty. It's your liberty. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Keep you.
Amen.
Cause his faith to shine upon you.
Amen.
And be gracious unto you.
Amen.
Lift up his hands upon you.
Amen.
And give you peace.
Amen.
Peace within.
Amen.
And peace without.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.